This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The closing arguments for the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain concluded today. Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodima and former officer Jason Rosenblatt face charges of manslaughter, second-degree assault, and negligent homicide. Defense attorney Donald Sisson represented Rodima.
You've heard the prosecution. The prosecution's doing everything it can to distract you from the law and the facts, to appeal to your emotions. You've heard him throughout the trial. Instead of calling him Mr. McClain, they call him Elijah. Instead of saying the night he died, it's the night he was killed.
The jury now deliberate. They're expected back in court tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. A state court has fined former Mesa County clerk and recorder Tina Peters more than $15,000 for campaign finance violations related to her re-election bid. CPR's Ben Tverkland reports the violations occurred between September of 2021 and February of 2022.
During that time, Tina Peters, the Republican Mesa County clerk, was seeking re-election. The court found that she failed to register as a candidate and did not file accurate campaign donations and expenditures. She ultimately dropped out of that race for an unsuccessful bid for Secretary of State. In a different case, Peters is expected in court early next year over state charges that she breached the security of her county's voting machines. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more of what's happening around our state at CPR.org. Coming up next, Colorado Matters.